কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রী বাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় জগদ্গুরু শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ নিতাই গৌর হরি বোল হরি বোল হরি জয় বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজগাচার্য অষ্টাদশত শ্রীমাদেশী ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ কি অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব ভক্তবৃন্দ কি নমাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি প্রেম সে কহো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবসাদি শ্রী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কি সমবেত বৈষ্ণব ভক্তবৃন্দ কি নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল। মজ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ শ্রীচৈতন্যমনুহাভীষ্টম স্থাপিতং যেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপঃ কদা মহ্যম দদাতি স্ব পদান্তিকম্ মন্দেহম শ্রীগুরুঃ শ্রীযুত পদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন্ বৈষ্ণবাংশ্চ শ্রীরূপম সাগ্রজাতম সহগণ রঘুনাথান্বিতং তং সজীবম সদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম পরিজন সহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণ পাদান সহগণ ললিতা শ্রী বিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমঃস্তুতে তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বিষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়ে মঞ্চাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে মুখং করতি বাচালং পঙ্গুং লঙ্ঘায়তি গিরিম ইয়ৎকৃপা তমহং বন্দে শ্রীগুরুন দীনতারিণম পরমানন্দ মাধবম শ্রীচৈতন্য মিশ্বরম রিডিং ফ্রম শ্রীমৎ ভাগবতম ক্যান্টো 7 চ্যাপ্টার 6 টেক্সট 5 তত যতেত কুশল তত যতেত কুশল ক্ষমায় ভবমাশ্রিতঃ ক্ষমায় ভবমাশ্রিতঃ শরীরং পৌরুষং যাবন না বিপদ্যত পুষ্কলম তত যতেত কুশলঃ ক্ষমায় ভবমাশ্রিতঃ শরীরং পৌরুষং যাবন না বিপদ্যত পুষ্কলম তত যতেত কুশলঃ ক্ষেমায় ভবমাশ্রিতঃ শরীরং পৌরুষং যাবন না বিপদ্যত পুষ্কলম তত যতেত কুশলঃ ক্ষেমায় ভবমাশ্রিতঃ শরীরং পৌরুষং যাবন না বিপদ্যত পুষ্কলম যতেত কুশলম ক্ষমায় ভবমাশ্রিতঃ শরীরং পৌরুষং যাবন না বিপদ্যত পুষ্কলম তত যতেত কুশলঃ ক্ষমায় ভবমাশ্রিতঃ শরীরং পৌরুষং যাবন না বিপদ্যতে পুষ্কলম তত যতেত কুশলঃ ক্ষমায় ভবমাশ্রিতঃ শরীরং পৌরুষং যাবন না বিপদ্যত পুষ্কলম মাতাজি তত যতেত কুশলঃ Shemaya Bhavam Asritaha Sarirang Purusham Yavan Na Vipaddeta Pushkalam Tato Jatata Kushalaha Kshemaya Bhavam Asritaha Sarirang Purusham Yavan No vipaddeta pushkalam. Word meaning tataha, therefore, jateta should endeavor kushalaha, an intelligent man interested in the ultimate goal of life. Kshamaya, for the real benefit of life, or for liberation from material bondage. Bhavam Asritaha, who is in material existence. Shariram, the body. Purusham, human. Yavat, as long as. No, not. Vipaddeta, fails. Pushkalam, stout and strong. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Therefore, while in material existence, bhavam asritaha, a person fully competent to distinguish wrong from right must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life, as long as the body is stout and strong and is not embarrassed by dwindling. Purport. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj at the beginning of this chapter, Kaumaro Acharet Pragya, the word Pragya refers to one who is experienced and who can distinguish right from wrong. Such a person should not waste his energy and valuable human lifetime simply working like a cat or dog to develop his economic condition. For one word in this verse, there are two meanings, two readings, bhavam asritaha and bhayam asritaha. But accepting the meaning of either of them will bring one to the same conclusion. Bhayam asritaha indicates that the materialistic way of life is always fearful, because at every step there is danger. Materialistic life is full of anxieties and fear, bhayam. Similarly, accepting the reading bhavam asritaha, the word bhavam refers to unnecessary trouble and problems. For want of Krishna consciousness, one is put into bhavam, being perpetually embarrassed by birth, death, old age and disease. Thus one is surely full of anxieties. Human society should be divided into a social system of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. But everyone can engage in devotional service. If one wants to live without devotional service, his status as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra certainly has no meaning. It is said, sthanad vrashtha patantiyadha. Whether one is in a higher or lower division, one certainly falls down for want of Krishna consciousness. A sane man, therefore, is always fearful of falling from his position. This is a regulative principle. One should not fall from his exalted position. The highest goal of life can be achieved as long as one's body is stout and strong. We should therefore live in such a way that we keep ourselves always healthy and strong in mind and intelligence, so that we can distinguish the goal of life from a life full of problems. A thoughtful man must act in this way, learning to distinguish right from wrong and thus attain the goal of life. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Sharupa Damodara Swaminiti Namine নমঃসদ ভক্তমনে মণিপুরুদ্ভবায় চ প্রভুপাদ বসদ্বাণী প্রচার নিরতায় নমম বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতী ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামিনীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সারস্বতী দেবী গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণী নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পশ্চাৎ দেশতারিণী। সো দ্য চ্যাপ্টার ইজ এনটাইটেলড প্রহ্লাদ ইনস্ট্রাক্টস হিজ ডিমোনিয়াক স্কুলমেটস। Prahlado is practically preaching to his schoolmates. Tato jateto kushalo kshamayo bhavamasrito shariram paurusham javan na vipaddeto pushkalam. While in material existence, bhavamasrita, a person fully competent to distinguish wrong from right must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life as long as the body is stout and strong and is not embarrassed by dwindling. So this tataha, therefore, refers to the previous verses. The first verse is one of the famous verses, Kaumaro acharit praggo dharman bhagavataniha. One should start practicing this spiritual life from very childhood, Kaumara. And the previous verse, text 4, says that endeavor merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for the result only in a loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. So Prahlad Maharaj is making some revolutionary statement. 99.9% people believe that real progress means economic development. Economic benefit is the real benefit. At present in Kali Yuga, this is the common concept. Sometimes people argue that India is suffering a lot. They are very poor. They are suffering from, you know, so many problems, poverty and so many things. But you see, Western countries, they are very rich. They are developing so much. So India, because of their spiritual culture, they have become poor. So this is very common argument, and people in Kali Yuga with poor fund of knowledge and with weak brain, with less intelligence, they become very easily convinced. Yes. So that's why people are following Western standard, you know. Prabhupada said many times, people are imitating America, constructing multi-storied building and trying to dedicate their whole life for earning money and for sense gratification. They think this is the real progress of life. But Prahlad Maharaj is here instructing the completely opposite thing. He's telling there is no benefit by struggling for economic development. So the real benefit is to struggle to go back to Godhead. This is the real beneficial struggle. So therefore, this is the verse today. Therefore, tato jateto, one must struggle. One must try. It is like imperative, compulsory. One must try for kushala, auspicity. Auspicity. So what is auspicity? Materialistic people, non-believer of God, non-believer of transmigration of the soul, those who do not have faith in spiritual life, they think kushala means, sometimes in Bengal especially we ask, are you in kushal? We sometimes ask, this is a Bengali word also, kushala achanto, kushal means are you okay with your economic condition? Your health is okay. Kushal, generally people mean like this. Kushal means, is your health okay? Are you earning nice money? Your family members are okay. So this means kushala. But this is not the real kushala. Why this is not real kushala? Because Prabhupada argued, I was reading in some other lecture, that suppose I have nice house, nice arrangement, everything nice, first class food, everything first class, but next life, if I become a dog or pig, is it kushala? If I become a pig next life? Present life, I may have nice house, nice facilities, materialistic facilities, maybe for maximum for 100 years, but after that, I may become dog, then again cat, then again pig, then I may, you know, travel through all these 84 species, 80 lakhs of species of life, lower species of life. So is it kushala for me to experience repeated birth and death, suffering, miseries, you know? So is it kushala for 100 years, 100 years of so-called enjoyment, if I continue to suffer for millions and trillions of years, is it kushala? Obviously, it is not kushala. But the problem is that people do not have faith in next life. They don't believe that they have to suffer the result of their karma. They don't believe that. Prabhupada gave another example that suppose you are staying in a nice house with all facilities. Before entering into that house, you have to sign a contract. This is a very common example you have heard many times. You have to sign a contract. In this house, you will get all facilities, including free food, free servants, everything free in this house. First class house with all air conditioning, whatever modern facilities are there, everything is there. But only one condition you have to accept, that any time somebody will come and shoot you, anytime. So will you sign that agreement? Prabhupada's argument, who can deny? Prabhupada's argument, nobody can deny. Will you sign in that agreement that you will get free food, although we are not getting free food in this world. We are not getting free food, we are working very hard. You will get free food, free servants, everything free, all facilities free, first class house with all modern facilities. But someday somebody will come suddenly without any notice and he will shoot you. With a pistol, he will shoot you. Will you agree? Will you sign that? Nobody will sign. Nobody will sign. But surprisingly, we have already signed that contract. Already signed. Because we have entered here with this agreement only. Any moment death will come. Death is that pistol. Any moment death will come. So is it kushala? Is it kushala that I get all the facilities, but only with one condition? One condition, only one condition. That in any moment somebody will come and kill me. Who will come? God will send the representative of death. Death is sure. And it may come any moment. So we have full conviction that no, not any moment. This is our conviction. Maximum people have this conviction. He might have died at the age of 30. But it is not applicable to me. I will not die like that. I think minimum 60, 70 years, minimum 80 years, I'll survive. So that conviction we have. Even 80 years old man, he also have this conviction. 80 years old man sometimes believes, yes, I'll survive another 10 years. I'll survive another 20 years. That conviction is very strong. So it is not kushala. Prabhupada's argument is that it is not kushala. Because any moment, even at the age of 5, at the age of 5, death can come. Death can come in the womb of mother, especially in modern age. Abortion. Death can come in the womb of mother. Death can come any moment. Any moment death can come. There is no guarantee. Doctors may have much faith that by proper, you know, treatment, they can give life. But when you go to sign an agreement with doctor also, if I tell anybody that if I die within 1 year, then you will give me 1 crore rupees. Nobody will sign in this type of agreement. I mean, if I don't die within 1 year, I'll give you 1 crore rupees, or you will give me 1 crore rupees. Nobody will make this type of agreement because they know death can come any moment. So there will be no agreement on the basis of guarantee that within 1 year you will not die. Isn't it? Doctors also before operation, they sign an agreement. If this patient died in the, operation, doctor is not responsible. So, very clear, nobody can give guarantee starting from doctor, the best doctor in the world, nobody can give guarantee of, death. Any moment death can come. So Prabhupada is asking question, is it kushala? Is it auspiciousity? Is it auspiciousness? It is not auspiciousness. And another argument Prabhupada gave, that we are in a most rotten place. That also you don't believe. We laugh at this argument. Prabhupada is telling, Prabhupada is telling means from Shastra. Prabhupada is, quoting from Shastra. We are in a most rotten place. Who can believe? So nice building, so nice gardens, nice food, everything nice. So how it is called most rotten place? So that also, we don't have eye to see, we don't have brain to see. Just like pigs, if you tell them that you are drinking drain water, this is most rotten. They don't believe. They will not believe. For them, this is the best drink. Isn't it? Sometimes they fight also. In Radhakunda, I have personally seen, one man was cleaning, in Radhakunda there is a drain. Around Radhakunda there is a drain. And one man was cleaning the drain, and he was keeping all the garbage near the drain, and two pigs came and started to fight. Who will eat? They started to fight. Who can get that garbage? So for a man, a man can understand very easily. This is not, it is poison. You cannot tolerate even the smell. But they are fighting to eat that poison. So similarly, human beings are fighting to enjoy this material world. We are fighting. But we don't have that, subtle perception, subtle understanding that this is not valuable, worthy to fight for. This material world is not worthy for fighting. But we think it is very nice place, very nice food. Because we don't have, we have forgotten the real experience of spiritual life. That's why everything is nice. Prabhupada gave the example that if you go to a desert and there are many people living in desert in a very suffering condition, if you tell them, you come to Mayapur or you come to Kolkata, I'll give you some service, many of them refuse. No, here we are very happy. If you go to Greenland, who are living in, what is called igloo, that house made of ice. If you ask them, come to Mayapur, come to Kolkata or some city, they generally deny. Sometimes it is sin, they deny. We are happy here. So in this way, we cannot understand that this place is rotten. And Prabhupada says that actually, I was reading in conversation, that habit is such a thing, if you are habituated with rotten thing, then you cannot understand. Because we are already habituated, birth after birth, for many millions of lifetimes, we are already habituated with this rotten world. But through the eyes of Shastra, at least we should understand, Shastra Chakshusha, that this place is really rotten. Even if you have nice facilities, Prabhupada said that just like stool, there are two types of stool. One is dried stool, another is liquid stool. What is the difference? Maybe from liquid stool, the smell is stronger. From dried stool, the smell is little less. So, heavenly pleasure is compared with dried stool. Now, we can tell what is the bad smell. A bad smell is, who can tell the bad smell? In heaven, you can enjoy so nice life. But there is bad smell. What is that bad smell? What is that bad smell? Janma mrittu jara abedhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Anudarshanam. Janma mrittu jara abedhi is a bad smell. If you go to Brahmaloka, that bad smell is there. If you go to Indraloka, heavenly planets, that bad smell is there. If you go to any planet, that bad smell is there. Now, in some planet, that bad smell is very strong, liquid stool. In some planet, that bad smell is little less. Just like in heavenly planet, you live for many years. So, bad smell is little less. But what is that many years? If you compare with eternity, that is not even a flash of moment. Compared to eternity, these millions of years is nothing. So, this place is not a place of kushala. So, then what we should do? Kshamaya. We should try for real kushala. And real kushala is to go back to Godhead. Because if you go back to Godhead, then all of our problem will be solved. There will be no more problem. But the problem is that bhavamasrita. Bhavamasrita. Bhavamasrita means we are in a condition that we don't feel encouraged, we don't feel enthusiasm to try for. We don't feel I am falling in a rotten condition, in a dark well where there are many dead bodies, and I am already drowned up to my neck, but I don't feel enthusiastic to go out. So this is another problem. Bhavam asrita. Bhavam. Bhavam means repeated birth and death. Vishwanath Chakraborty has given another version. Bhayam asritam. Prabhupada has mentioned in the purport. Bhayam asritam and bhavam asritam. Prabhupada has reconciled. Both are same thing. Bhayam asritam means we are always full of anxieties. And who is not full of anxieties? Even if you earn millions of dollars, you are full of anxieties. Isn't it? Different kinds of anxieties. When you are poor, you have anxieties. Oh, I don't have food, I don't have cloth. What I'll eat in future? What will happen when I become old? This is the tension of old men. Poor men. And the rich man, he is also thinking, oh, my money can be lost any moment. He has so many other tensions. Somebody may, steal my property. Somebody may cheat me in my business, And many other tension he has. Nobody is free from tension. And more surprisingly, sometimes a man with $1 million, sometimes he thinks, what I will eat in future? What I will eat in, tomorrow? That thought comes even in the mind of rich people. That somehow I may lose this amount. So this tension is here natural. And it is also factual tension. Because sometimes we see a rich man is in prison. A rich man, suddenly due to some mistakes, he goes to prison. One cinema artist, very famous cinema artist, I have forgotten the name. He is now rotting in the prison. Very rich man. Some Muslim cinema artist. He is rotting in prison now. So in this way, even rich men, they do not have guarantee that they will remain safe and comfortable always. So bhavam asritam means, always tension, and this disease repeats, relapse. Actually, those diseases which relapse again and again, these are the most serious and chronic disease. most chronic disease, relapsing, again and again relapsing. And Prahlad Maharaj explains very nicely, Matirna Krishne Parato Shatoba Mitho Vipadyato Griho Pratanam Adanta Govhir Vishatanta Misram Punah Punashchar Vitachar Vananam. So, very nice, Prahlad Maharaj explained very nicely, Matirna Krishne Parato. If other people help me to become Krishna conscious, sometimes it doesn't work. If I help me to become Krishna conscious, sometimes it doesn't work. Matirna Krishne Parato, by others' endeavors or by others' help, Shatoba, or by my own help, or Mitho Vipadyato, by combined effort, everybody is helping me to become Krishna conscious, but it is not working so much. Why? Because the disease is very, very serious and the disease is very, very chronic. So this experience at least I have. This is very, very chronic disease. By others' help, by 100% help, practically speaking in ISKCON, we are getting 100% help. 100% help we are getting, isn't it? We are getting help from outside, external help, internal help, help from guru, help from books, best books, best lectures of Prabhupada. So many facilities are there. We have all the help from all corners. But the chronic disease is so chronic, so serious, that the disease doesn't like to go. It continues. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, relapsing, the disease is relapsing. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. Birth, old age, disease, death, again, birth, old age, disease, death. This is cyclic order is going on, continuing for millions and trillions of lifetimes. So this chronic disease cannot be cured so easily. That is our personal experience. It cannot be cured so easily. But still, for chronic disease, the more serious the disease is, the medicine also has to be very powerful. If you go to a medical shop, sometimes they sell medicine, 100 power. Sometimes they sell medicine 500 power. Isn't it? Am I correct? In medicine, it is written 500. It is powerful, very powerful, 500 power. The same medicine, same company, same medicine, you can get 50 power, 100 power. So 500 power means when the disease is very powerful, the medicine also has to be very, very powerful. It is said that Jamun kukur temun mugur. If the dog is obstinate, the mugur is a stick, has to be very bigger stick. If the dog is very obstinate, the stick has to be very bigger. Anyway, so our disease is very serious, and to cure that disease, the medicine also has to be very powerful. And that medicine, Shukdev Goswami has given in one verse, he very nicely explained, Nibritta Tarshai Rupagiyamana Bhavau Sadasratra Manabhiramat Kah Uttama Sloka Gunanu Vadat Puman Virajjeto Binapashugnat. So we have that hankering, Trishna, Nibritta Tarshai. Tarshai means Trishna, hankering. A desire to enjoy this rotten place. For us, this rotten place is not rotten. It is the best place, most beautiful place. But in the eyes of Shastra, this is most rotten place. Intolerable smell, intolerable condition, this place. And we have strong desire to enjoy this rotten place. Nibritta Tarshit. But that has to be that desire has to be seized. Nibritta. Nibritta means it has to be controlled. How? Upogiyamanat. By repeatedly glorifying and hearing, singing the glories of Lord. This is the chronic best medicine for the most chronic disease. We have to constantly hear from right source, like Prabhupada, like followers of Prabhupada. We should constantly hear Upogiyamanad, hear and glorify, constantly. Nibrittatarshair Upogiyamanad Bhavaushadas. That is the Bhavaushadi, that is the medicine for this, relapsing, the chronic disease that are relapsing repeatedly. Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate, repeatedly we are getting the disease. So this is the medicine that repeatedly you have to hear. The disease we are repeating, Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate, birth, old age, disease, death, that we are repeating millions of years. So why should not we repeat the medicine also? The medicine is Upogiyamanat Bhavaushada Srutra. Through our ear, we should hear the glories of Krishna through our ear repeatedly from right source. Bhavaushada Srutra Mano Aviramat. And that will make our mind and heart very happy. Mano Aviramat. Nibrittatarshai Rupagiyamanat Bhavaushada Srutra Mano Aviramat. Kah Uttama Sloka Gunanubadat Puman Virajeta Bina Pashugnat. Accept those who are killer of soul or killer of animals. Accept those people who will ignore this medicine. Hearing Krishna Katha repeatedly. Accept the killer of soul or accept the killer of animals who will ignore this important medicine. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Anechi Aushadhi Maya Nashi Varalage. I have brought a nice medicine to cure this disease. Maya disease. Nashi Varalagi Harinamo Mahamantra Lautumi Magi. You please beg for this medicine. Struggle for this medicine. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll conclude very quickly. And that struggle has to be done. Shariram Purusham Javan Na Vipadyata Pushkalam. As long as the body is strong and stout. As long as the mind is strong and stout. Krishna consciousness is meant for those people whose mind is strong, whose body is strong, whose intelligence is strong, whose determination is strong. It is meant for those people. Those who are, whose mind is weak, determination is weak, body is weak. For them, Krishna consciousness is not very practical. That's why it is Prahlad Maharaj is also suggesting Shariram Paurisham. As long as you are strong in mind, as long as you are strong in health, as long as you are strong in determination, struggle to cure this disease. At the same sloka, in the first sloka, in this chapter, the first sloka, same meaning. Kaumaro Acharit Praga. Kaumaro means, your body is growing, you have so much stamina, enthusiasm. At that time, it has to be done. Kamara is the early age, starting from womb to, age five, it is called Kamara. At that time, brain is very receptive. Brain is very simple and very receptive. Whatever somebody tells you, you believe. At that age, if I tell you, any rubbish thing also you'll believe. Is it not? So at that time, brain is very receptive. And that time, we should start Krishna consciousness. That is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. And Sangsara, this materialistic world is compared with fire. Sangsara Dabanala. So fire should be extinguished as early as possible. Sometimes we say we'll extinguish this fire in our old days. Some house is burning in fire and I'm telling that I will extinguish this fire after 10 hours. Is it very practical? Is it very practical? Not practical. So fire should be extinguished as early as possible. See, as early as possible means Kaumara. At the age of, we should struggle to extinguish this fire of suffering we should struggle to cure this disease which is compared with a fire as early as possible. And it should be extinguished by strong and stout person. In fire brigade, if some old man goes and apply to get a job in fire brigade, old man doesn't get job in fire brigade. Why? Why old man doesn't get job in fire brigade? Why? Because they know they cannot do anything. Similarly, if we want to extinguish samsara dabanala, this is fire is burning 24 hours constantly. The world is burning with this, you know, janma, mritu, jara, vedhi, and so many other problems. These are the main problems, janma, mritu, jara, vedhi. These are the main problems, but there are many other byproducts of this janma, mritu, jara, vedhi. So, if you want to extinguish this fire, just like in fire brigade, many things. First of all, it should be extinguished as early as possible. Otherwise, fire becomes more serious. And it should be extinguished by strong and stout person. Old man cannot serve in fire brigade. So, as long as our health is okay, our mind is strong, body is strong, intelligence is strong, determination is strong, we should try to extinguish this fire. And we should also understand the importance of this work. If I think, this is it is burning some rubbish. No, it is not burning some rubbish. We are missing the actual spiritual bliss. A great ocean of bliss is waiting for us in spiritual world. And that we are missing. We are trying to enjoy like cats and dogs. So, and for many millions of lifetimes we are suffering. So you must understand the importance of extinguishing this fire. So if you understand the importance of extinguishing this fire, then we must start as early as possible, especially when the body is strong and stout, mind is strong and stout. Time is already over. So if you have some kind comment or question, I'll try to answer. Any question? Okay, Prabhuji. In spiritual world.
In the heavenly planets.
In
the heavenly planets.
There is no disease.
And there is no old age.
But Indra got some disease after killing, I think, Vritrasura. After killing Vritrasura, Indra got disease. So, there is disease in the heavenly planet. Otherwise, how Indra, the king of heaven, how he got disease? Okay? And there are other tension. The demons are attacking. The demons are attacking heavenly planets. And Prabhupada said, even in heavenly planets, there is janma, mritu, jara, vedhi. Maybe short time, just like a birth in heaven, I heard, just after birth, child can walk, child can speak, just after birth. But birth is there. The suffering of birth may be minimized, but birth is there. That's why it is compared with dry stool. And another thing is that is also temporary. After enjoying heaven, again you come back to this planet, again you can go to hellish planet. So that is not a guaranteed seat. You can go and come back and again go to hellish planet. And after all, it is dry stool. Abrahma bhavana loka punaravartino arjuna. From Brahmaloka to Pataloka, it is a house of miseries. Dukkhalayam, house of miseries. So it is certified by Krishna and we must accept Krishna's certificate. There is disease may be minimum disease. And even if it is minimum, you will die there and after death you will come to earth planet and you will go to hellish planet. So what is the use of that minimum? One man he was supposed to be hanged next day. Next day, in British period, one man was ordered that he will be hanged tomorrow. So in British period, there is a rule. They used to ask, what is your last desire? And generally, government used to provide, try to fulfill the last desire. So he said, my last desire is to enjoy in grand hotel or some big hotel. Oh, granted. The government will pay the bill, you know. So he went to big hotel. So 10 bodyguard came with him because he may run, you know. So then he was ordering the costliest wine, you know, enjoying with prostitutes, these, that, so many things, you know. And 10 bodyguards were guarding him. He may not run away. Tomorrow he will be hanged. So the hotel workers, they are speaking among themselves. See, this man is so lucky. Maybe some minister or some, you know, so many bodyguards. He is taking the costliest wine. He is spending so much money. Must be lucky man. But tomorrow, we will be hanged. So heaven is like that. Heaven is like that man who went to hotel for his last enjoyment and come back and he will be hanged. Heaven is like that. Okay? Other? Mataji raised hand first. Okay.
Prabhu, how long would it take, like how long do we have to be very enthusiastic, like in executing Krishna consciousness for us to get some, at least a tiny bit of taste?
Yeah, just like in hospital, there are many patients every day go to hospital, they get admitted there. Sometimes doctor give one injection and tell, okay, you can go. Sometimes doctor say, you stay for 3 days. Sometimes doctor says you stay for 6 months. So why different instruction to different patients? For different patients, why doctor is giving different instruction? For some patient, he is telling, checking this pulse, okay, you can go. For some patients, he is telling you stay here for 3 days. Stay in the hospital for 3 days. For some patient, 6 months. And I have seen one patient in Kolkata Medical Hospital. I asked him and he said actually they found me in the street and I was admitted in the hospital and practically speaking last 20 years I am eating here, I am staying here. He doesn't have any guardian, you know. So sometimes people stay 20 years in hospital. The point is that it is relative. Somebody will get test very quickly, somebody may take 10 years, somebody may take 100 years. Somebody may take millions of years. So it is completely relative. It depends on our previous lifetimes, mercy of Guru, mercy of Krishna, and also our, you know, desire. It depends on many conditions, many things. It depends on many things. Mainly our own previous history from many millions of lifetimes, and also in this life, how much serious I am. Okay. Any other? Or somebody else? Oh, you raised. Oh, you have more question?
No, I will not. No.
Okay.
I have got the answer.
Okay. So you have more question?
No, I have different question. I got that.
No. She raised hand. You have more question?
How do you keep? Because enthusiasm requires energy, right? Like inspiration. How do you keep enthusiastic? Because for such a long time, 100 years.
We have to be, you know, it is such a thing, we need this thing, and without this thing, we are nowhere. We need Krishna consciousness, and without Krishna consciousness, we are nowhere. We need this. So, even if we don't get it now, even if we are not strong in determination, we are not strong in mind, still, we cannot give up the struggle. The struggle has to be continued under any circumstances, under any condition. If we make progress or make no progress, the struggle has to be continued. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Please forgive me because senior devotees like Janani Vasprabhu is here. If I commit some offenses, please forgive me. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Samabhata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bhava.